Joining us now, John Decker, Fox News Radio. John, thanks for coming on and talking to us about President Trump and his weekend. I don't know that this man sleeps. If he does sleep, it's not very much. Tell us about President Trump's weekend and what he's accomplished and what he has coming up.
Well, you know, the weekend was one in which the president was here in Washington, here at home. The First Lady came back to the White House after recovering from her operation last week, so she is back at the White House, thankfully. The president, though, taking to Twitter quite a bit on Sunday, 5 tweets in just the span of 1 hour, and the president continuing with the tweets today. He's focusing primarily on an issue which is unconfirmed, the issue being whether or not the Department of Justice planted a spy in the Trump presidential campaign in 2016. That particular issue will likely come up this next hour when the president meets in the Oval Office with both Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the FBI Director Chris Wray. The meeting was set up weeks ago, but this issue will certainly come up, we're told, by White House officials.
Is the president, we've got news from this China proceedings that have been happening, this kind of pause in this trade war. We've got that. We've got the North Korea scenario that seems to be changing all the time, constantly evolving. And stateside, he's got quite a lot of scandal surrounding him and a lot of questions that continue to come up. Is he pretty focused on the tasks at hand? Does he have a lot of advisement around him, helping guide him from issue to issue to issue to make sure that he is properly addressing all of these different balls he's trying to juggle all the time?
Well, you know, the job of president is a multifaceted job in which you're focused both on domestic policy and foreign affairs. And, you know, your question goes right to that. You know, the president focused on these ongoing investigations being run by special counsel Robert Mueller, but also focused on trying to lower the trade deficit that has existed for literally decades with China. The senior U.S. officials have been meeting since last week with senior Chinese officials. No deal has been struck just yet. At the same time, there's a potential deal. The president tweeting about that today as well, Annie, saying that under this potential deal with China, the Chinese will purchase from America's farmers more goods, more agriculture goods, more farm products. And so that deal still needs to be worked out. But what we heard yesterday from the Treasury Secretary is that there will not be any kind of trade war between the U.S. and China.
Do we have any indication in the North Korea situation? Do we have any indication if President Trump is kind of steady as she goes with this, that the balk on Kim Jong-un's part to kind of pull back on his willingness to meet with South Korea and his hesitation potentially to meet in that summit with President Trump? Do we have any indication as to how the president is moving through this process as something he anticipated, or if there's any reservation that he has on this part? As a businessman, you would think that the business stuff that's going on in China would maybe be a little more familiar to him, but the North Korea is a much larger scale, out of his comfort zone arena. How is he feeling with this Kim Jong-un hesitation and going forward?
Well, the White House, the State Department, Annie, still planning for that summit taking place on June the 12th in Singapore, but the president acknowledges that it may not happen. And then, obviously, they'll have to sort of then go to Plan B in terms of how to deal with North Korea and its nuclear ambitions. So that's essentially where the White House is today. It seems like we're asking the question every day, you know, is this summit going to happen on June the 12th? Because, as you may recall, last week, the North Koreans threatening not to show up, threatening to pull out of this summit, and sort of they were asserting their own way of looking at whether or not this particular historical summit would take place, this face-to-face meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
Yes, John Decker, Fox News Radio, thank you for providing that insight to us. We will continue to follow the stories as they develop.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Thank you.